A man recently named the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week is now in custody in connection with a deadly Canton shooting. Canton police say 45-year-old Larry Grimes was arrested Sunday in the 1700 block of Clark Avenue Southwest. He's charged with murder in the May 24th death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at Mercy Hospital. A second suspect, Daquan Rucker of Akron, was arrested the following day. His case was later bound over to the Stark County Grand Jury after waiving his preliminary hearing. Rucker remains held on a $1 million bond. A Canton man is facing attempted murder and felonious assault charges after police say a fight left another man in critical condition. 20-year-old Johnny Range is accused of knocking Brian Brown to the ground Saturday morning near 9th Street and Walnut Avenue Northeast, then stomping on his head while he was unconscious. Police say Brown remains hospitalized, intubated, and unresponsive. Range, who was arrested Saturday, is also charged with having weapons under disability and is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. An Alliance woman has been charged with tampering with evidence following the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. Court documents say 47-year-old Aaron Barker allegedly returned a handgun to a home in the 600 block of West Summit Street after it was used in the Friday afternoon death of Kennedy Wise. Investigators say Barker's 14-year-old son took the gun from the scene and told his mother the shooting was a suicide. Police say Barker returned the weapon but failed to tell officers. The boy later admitted he accidentally shot Wise. He's facing a juvenile count of involuntary manslaughter. A 5-year-old child is dead following an accident in Plain Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the child was believed to be inside a home in the 2400 block of Burr Oak Street Northeast Sunday afternoon while their father operated a compact earth-moving machine in the backyard. The child apparently went outside and was found with severe injuries as the father backed the machine. The child was taken to Mercy Hospital where they were pronounced dead. The father suffered injuries jumping from the equipment. The incident is under investigation. A Canton man will serve 30 days in jail after pleading guilty to child sex crime charges. 57-year-old Arthur Foster was also sentenced last month by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 3 years community control in order to perform 100 hours community service. He admitted to 2 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Prosecutors say Foster paid a 14-year-old girl for sexually explicit photos between December 2023 and August 2024. Foster must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. Stark County is moving ahead with about $25 million and road projects as part of its 2026 infrastructure program. The work includes 65 miles of paving, along with bridge and intersection improvements aimed at improving traffic flow and safety. Major projects include left turn lanes at Whipple Avenue Northwest intersections in Canton and Perry Township, and final work on congestion relief at Dressler and Everhard Roads in Jackson Township, expected to wrap up in September. Other work includes widening of Fulton Drive and sidewalk installation along State Route 241 in Jackson and lane restrictions on State Route 236 near the Summit County line. Massillon City Council is extending its moratorium on data center development for another 60 days. The Independent reports the June 15th unanimous vote pushes the temporary ban beyond today's expiration and gives officials more time to finalize new zoning rules. Under the proposed framework, small data centers would go into light industrial areas, while larger facilities would be limited to heavy industrial zones. Developers would also need to show local utilities can handle power, water, and wastewater demands before project approvals. A Salem woman has died after being struck by a vehicle Friday night in Columbiana County's Perry Township. The Highway Patrol says a car went off the right side of State Route 45 and hit 35-year-old Amanda Spiegel in front of the Salem Golf Club around 6:15. Spiegel was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, but later died. The driver was not hurt. Investigators say drugs or alcohol may have been a factor. The crash remains under investigation. Knox Elementary will receive major building upgrades under a project approved by the West Branch Board of Education. The district has hired Train to install new heating and cooling systems, boilers, a roof, and an energy management system. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the improvements will boost efficiency and pay for themselves through energy savings. The district expects to finance between $1 and $1.5 million of the project. An employee of the Youngstown prison accused of smuggling drugs and contraband will have a change of plea hearing this week. 47-year-old nurse Jody Johnson and 62-year-old security guard Brenda Dixon pleaded not guilty in November to 3 counts, including conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and providing contraband in a prison. DEA agents set up surveillance in October and observed Johnson carrying a bag containing several boxes. She was let through a security checkpoint by Dixon. Agents discovered tobacco, drugs, vape cartridges, and USB chargers in the boxes. Johnson reportedly admitted taking contraband into the facility since February. Three men were killed when a small plane crashed in Geauga County Saturday afternoon. The Highway Patrol says a Piper Comanche 250 went down in a field about a mile east of the Geauga County Airport near Middlefield around 3:30. Killed were 76-year-old Thomas Cunningham of Rome and 71-year-old John Typel and 40-year-old Alexander Typel, both of Geneva. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.